Let's do this! Thank you so much for tuning into today's story. Don't forget to rate and follow so you never miss out on all the Ryers Readers fun. Before we get into the story, do you want to know a fun fact? Did you know the record for the world's largest chocolate chip cookie was set by the Immaculate Baking Company in Flat Rock, North Carolina, USA, on May 17, 2003? The cookie weighed 40,000 pounds and measured 102 feet wide. This thing was enormous! Ask your grown-up to Google a picture of it. It is definitely worth a quick image search. Pretty cool, huh? Okay, story time. Today, we are going to read The Last Chocolate Chip Cookie by Jamie Ricks. There was one chocolate chip cookie left on the plate, so I leaned across the table and took it. "Jack!" gasped my mom. "Where are your manners? Offer the last chocolate chip cookie to everyone else first." "Everyone else?" I asked. "Everyone else," she insisted. So I put the last chocolate chip cookie in my pocket and did as I was told. I offered it to my brother, but he didn't want it. I offered it to my dad, but he didn't want it. I offered it to Gran, and even to the cat, but they didn't want it. So I offered the last chocolate chip cookie to my teacher, to the window cleaner, the bus driver, and the dentist, but none of them wanted it. I went all around the world and offered it to anyone I could find, including a Mexican baker with a mustache. But no one wanted it. So, I took the last chocolate chip cookie into space and offered it to an alien. But the alien didn't want to eat the last chocolate chip cookie. He wanted to eat me! "Splaggly!" gasped his mom. "Where are your manners? Offer the human being to everyone else first." "Everyone else?" he asked. "Everyone else," she insisted. So Splaggly put me in his pocket and did as he was told. He offered me to his daddle, his broder, his gringran, his catamog, his wormhole teacher, his spaceship cleaner, his space bus pilot, and the fang filler. He flew all around the universe and offered me to any alien he could find, including a four-eyed boggly marsh masher. But no one wanted me. Until he arrived back on Earth and offered me to my mom. "Yes, I would like him, please," she said. "It's lovely to meet an alien with such good manners." I told my mom that I offered the last chocolate chip cookie to everyone else, but nobody wanted it. "Then you can eat it," she said. "It will taste twice as delicious now that you've been so polite." As I took it out of my pocket, I was drooling. I'd waited a long time to eat the last chocolate chip cookie. I took a bite. It tasted like cardboard gunk gloop with hairs on it. "Do you want the last chocolate chip cookie?" The end. Don't forget to stick around to see if you can answer today's paying attention question. Before you go, do you think you can answer today's paying attention question? Where did Jack keep the last chocolate chip cookie? If your answer was in his pocket, you did it! Great job! You sure were paying attention. I hope you enjoyed that story. I wonder what we're gonna read next.